everyone, and welcome to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. My name is Elaine Summerfield, and I'm the host of Inspire Indeed, where we're learning about community issues and the nonprofits and engaged citizens that are working to address them. And hopefully you'll be inspired to think about how you're making a difference with your deeds. Today we get the chance to hear from a couple of women who share a vision of how to make a positive impact on the health of our community. And they're working really hard to make that vision a reality. Their vision is called Nurture, and it's a maternity resource center to support healthy pregnancy and births and thriving children and families. Leslie Lytle and Tracy Wingold are here to share more about Nurture. Welcome, Leslie and Tracy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Elaine, for having us.
Well, I'd love to start first with a little bit on what it is that inspired you to start working on this project. Why is there a need for something like Nurture? Leslie, do you want to share that?
Sure. Well, it really came out of the work that I was doing in my own business. I've been teaching prenatal and postpartum yoga for about 13 years now. If you've been in the childbirth advocacy world for any length of time, you know that there's a lot that goes on with our maternity care system in this country that is not evidence-based. And women, typically, especially first-time moms, it can be challenging navigating that system. And so when I started teaching these classes, it was really rather amazing to see large groups of pregnant women, you know, anywhere from 10 to 20 women in a group, who would come together and learn skills and techniques to help them be more comfortable in pregnancy. And what I combined with the classes was information, evidence-based information. So they'd start to kind of ask questions, talk to each other. They'd start to connect. There was a lot of peer support that was going on that was both intentional on my part in terms of supporting that, but it was one of those things that you let go of and it just happens.
It's a natural thing that you want to connect with people that are having a shared experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I saw that these women were establishing friendships that would extend on for years. They were coming back and telling me that the experience that they had in class gave them the information that they needed to make changes in their healthcare decisions. So it was really pretty powerful.
So changes beyond just pregnancy and childbirth, but overall health in the long run as well?
Well, primarily changes in their pregnancy and childbirth care choices, if I put that, which is a pretty big part of women's health care.
It is for a lot of women anyway. So tell me a little bit about, you said there's a lot of misinformation out there. Maybe there are some practices that we all think of as standard practice or standards of care, but they may not be based on evidence or research demonstrating that it's successful. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you mean there?
Sure. Well, we have a lot of practices in the United States that are used routinely that may have a benefit in certain cases, but they've come to be the norm for low-risk pregnancies and births. So some of the examples I might give are induction of birth or augmentation of birth with chemicals or some way of speeding things up. And there are certain cases where that is absolutely called for and quite necessary. But if we're starting to use that as a routine intervention where there isn't a problem, then sometimes the harms begin to outweigh the risks.
I see. And so sometimes women may be in a position where they're really relying on their doctor to provide the information, but they haven't gone out to seek information elsewhere. And so it sounds like what you're providing, Leslie, is that additional information and support so that they have the information they need to make the decisions, mm-hmm. to make the choices.
And there's actually some studies that have come out recently that are saying that care providers and women are having a difficult time having these conversations.
Why is that, do you think?
I think part of it is time.
Uh-huh.
I think part of it truly is the statistic I've heard is that the average OB visit is 6 minutes, and mm-hmm. the average hospital-based midwife visit is 15 minutes. And when you think of the a number of questions that particularly a first-time mom has about what's going on with her. It's very hard to address all those questions in that short period of time.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tracy, you have some background working in this field as well, so tell us a little bit about how you saw the need for a place like Nurture.
Sure. I come at it from a little bit of a different place than Leslie does, in that I'm a licensed clinical social worker, and so I have a particular interest in women's mental health, particularly around the time of pregnancy and childbirth and postpartum. And much more than we realize, many women struggle with depression and other emotional adjustment issues during pregnancy and postpartum. What we do know is that about 85%, up to 85% of women have emotional adjustment issues following the birth of a baby. And about 15 to 20% of those progress into full-blown postpartum depression, which often requires some treatment, either medically or through counseling. Mm-hmm. So I think while we tend to focus a lot on the medical aspects of pregnancy and birth, much of what contributes to good health during pregnancy happens outside the care provider's office. Exactly. With our social support, with the company that we keep, with the foods that we eat, with how we move our bodies during pregnancy and labor. And so I have, through my own births, as well as just my experience in the field and supporting women, I've just come to be very passionate about these issues.
Great. So tell us a little bit about what Nurture is actually going to do. What's the vision of what it provides?
What we hope to create, this is a long-term vision, but we want to create a dedicated maternity resource center that would provide targeted physical fitness and fitness programs for pregnant and postpartum women. There's a great need, particularly in that early postpartum period, for things that you can bring your baby to get out of the house and connect with other women so that that social piece that Tracy was talking about can be connected for women. Childbirth education, evidence-based childbirth education, nutritional classes, early parenting classes. We want to create an opportunity for various kinds of support groups so that are very targeted. So we can have,
things like fertility, mm-hmm. postpartum depression, perinatal loss, breastfeeding. Things like that kind of run the gamut of women's experiences.
Along that whole reproductive continuum. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth piece that we really hope to create, and we have already planned our inaugural program this fall, is continuing education for healthcare providers or for care providers who are providing services to women. So for example, our first continuing education program this fall is going to be on perinatal loss. Because that's one of the things that through our connections in the community, we have recognized that there are some big gaps in the way it's been treated in our community. And so our goal is to create an opportunity for the practitioners in our community to have an experience that will give them better skills at dealing with loss. And that we also, in the process of that workshop, work to identify the resources that are existing and put them together in a solid framework so that it's easier for everybody to access.
So what level of practitioners are you talking about that would be taking such a workshop?
Physicians, labor and delivery nurses, social workers, childbirth educators, doulas, anyone that would come into contact with a childbearing family who might encounter perinatal loss.
So right now, How would that information, how would somebody find that information currently?
There are a few groups that are happening in town, but one of the reasons why this was a particular, we identified very early that this was a particular need. I can't tell you how many times over the last few years as a prenatal yoga instructor, I got calls saying, we have a baby that's died, do you have connections?
Interesting.
And to me, that's a very inefficient way of connecting the dots. And when somebody experiences a loss like that, you want the response to be pretty immediate and you want it to be substantive.
Comprehensive too.
And comprehensive. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're looking to create, for example, for this particular issue is a better network and a better framework within the Richmond community.
So a network related to perinatal loss, but also a network related to other resources related to childbirth.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We're hoping to create, we're planning to create a very comprehensive resource resource list on our website where we would have a one-stop shop where women can go to get information on all kinds of evidence-based classes, yoga, other fitness programs, support groups for everything from fertility, you know, preconception through early parenting. So.
Well, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. You can hear previous shows on our blog, which is inspireindeed.blogspot.com. But today we're talking with Leslie Lytle and Tracy Wingold of Nurture, a new venture they're creating to help families with successful childbirth and followed by health and success in the early stages of a child's life. Now, where can people learn more about Nurture? Is there a number to call or a website?
Well, very excitingly, we feel like we have given birth to a baby today because our website has launched this morning, just this morning, and it is at www.nurturerva.org. And that is the efforts of many, many people, wonderful partnerships and people that we have had come forth to help us create our website. And it is still a work in progress.
Sure.
There will be a lot more coming on there, particularly about our programs that are getting ready to start, the perinatal loss workshop that we talked about, which will be on October 18th. And there will be more information coming on that.
Right. So it's nurturerva.org.
Correct.
That's correct.
Right. And so people can at least go there and see the framework of what you're designing and then find some contact information for you all, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter.
All right. Well, good. well, tell me a little bit more about how you're complementing other resources that might be available from others at this time. Like, who are some of the partners that you're working with to pull this all together?
Well, we've had a lot of input, a lot of support in developing our infrastructure from the for-profit world. McGuire Woods did all of our legal work pro bono. VCU Brand Center actually is responsible for our new name.
That's great.
And they had some wonderful contributions in terms of thinking of the strategic plan for how we do launch ourselves, how we do engage the community. We're a baby, as Tracy said. We've just launched our website today, and we have not done a whole lot of outreach yet because we wanted to get our infrastructure in place first. But we are developing relationships with VCU, and we will be offering prenatal yoga for their centering pregnancy groups starting later this year. So that's
what's centering pregnancy.
Centering Pregnancy is a model of group prenatal care that's offered in Richmond only at VCU. Oh, and perhaps St. Francis. I apologize if I'm...
And Planned Parenthood, I believe.
And Planned Parenthood as well, yes. Mm-hmm. But it is an approach to prenatal care where women come for their prenatal appointments and they are grouped with women who have a similar due date, usually within the same due date month. And so there's an education and support component along with their... prenatal care, their checkup. So it's not that 6-minute checkup with the physician. They come for 2 hours and they learn about nutrition and they talk about labor and delivery and they talk about what it's like to have a new baby and they learn about breastfeeding and they
it's a way for the OB or for the physician to get into a deeper conversation with
exactly.
their patients but still be able to bill.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And women really like it because they have a lot more time with the provider and they learn from each other.
Exactly. And it sounds like what you were saying earlier, Leslie, about that natural network that develops when you bring women that are experiencing something similar together, that there's this support network that just naturally, organically comes out of that.
And there's some really interesting effects of that because centering pregnancy is one of the models of care that's had some research done on it. And interestingly enough, people that go through that, particularly lower income, actually come out with better birth outcomes.
Like what?
Higher birth weight babies, which is
premature birth is one of the big ones that the research is showing. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you look at that, I say that we're hardwired for connection. And when you look at the time around birth, which is really the ultimate mind-body experience, things like connecting with other people, even the skin-to-skin contact with the baby that really is based in the evidence, that really helps to get the breastfeeding relationship off to a good start. All of that's really hardwired into our psyches, so to speak. And there's some good research that says when you have good contact, whether through touch or social support, you actually are healthier, or you're better adjusted, or you're more, for example, with postpartum depression, women who have this, I love this one because I was a massage therapist, women who received very small doses of massage prenatally had a lower incidence of postpartum depression.
Oh, that's interesting.
Or babies that are touched have thrive better. Women who are supported in birth, in childbirth, by doulas or labor assistants who get caring, nurturing support during labor actually also have less problems with postpartum adjustment. So you have this cycle that's going on that when you nurture the mother, she's better able to nurture her child. And there's actually some good evidence that that is a very real effect.
So it's something that maybe we feel intuitively, but you say there's also research behind it. It's been demonstrated to be effective.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more about how Nurture is going to encourage that type of model. So you'll be gathering women together in the workshops and classes. You said you'll have some fitness offerings. Like, are you going to actually have a place, or is it going to be virtual?
That's our plan. Our plan is to have bricks and mortar. And we are just getting ready to start up our fundraising campaign so that we can move in that direction. So it's very exciting. But yes, we do hope to have a designated physical location at some point in the future. Leslie can talk a little bit about what we're doing in the meantime.
Yeah, what are you doing in the meantime for space?
Well, we're renting. We have just made arrangements with Unity of Richmond, which is over near Bird Park, and we're going to be renting some space from them to offer prenatal and postnatal yoga classes starting in June. We don't have a space of our own, we started to look at what can we do without a space of our own, and that's where the professional development workshop came out of, because mm-hmm. we can rent space for short term mm-hmm. To do programs like that. In a way, what we're hoping to do is stage our development and become a virtual resource first as we develop our website and start to bring people to that and fan out from there, because there are really good resources in Richmond. Mm-hmm. There really are, mm-hmm. but they're not always easy to find.
They're not connected.
They're not connected. Yes, the dots are fragmented. Not connected.
So remind us again what that website is.
www.nurtureRVA.org.
Great, nurtureRVA.org, where you can get more information. And again, if you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Leslie Lytle and Tracy Wiggle of Nurture, which is a new maternity and family resource center. And I'm curious to know, as you get this work going, and you're just launching it now, but what are your signs of success? How is Nurture going to know that you're doing what you set out to do?
Well, I think we can talk about things like women having more satisfying birth experiences. Women feeling better about their entire experience. Healthier babies, obviously. Women feeling more confident as they approach motherhood. I think that's one of the greatest things that we can give women when we help empower them through their pregnancy and their birth, is they develop this confidence that takes them through those hard times in parenting that we all know are definitely there. But all of those things sound very idealistic in a way, but we really hope, you know, as we get into the nitty-gritty, to help with the statistics, to help with the fact that 1 in 3 babies in this country is born by surgery right now. And the World Health Organization says that should be closer to 10 to 15%.
Wow.
And so, you know, and not that we alone are going to be able to knock that statistic down to 10 or 15%, but, you know, one mama, one baby, one birth at a time, I think we can work toward some of those things, increase breastfeeding rates.
Mm-hmm. So what does that mean for the impact on the community overall?
I can provide a financial example. Mm-hmm. So we talked about 1 out of 3 babies is born by cesarean.
Mm-hmm.
And right now in Richmond, we typically have about 12,000 babies a year born. So approximately 4,000 of those are by C-section. the Childbirth Connection, which is a fabulous resource for evidence-based care, says that the national cost for a C-section is $17,000 versus about $10,000 for a vaginal birth. So if we were able to lower in Richmond the C-section rate from 32.8 to just 30, mm-hmm. we would save about $2.3 million a year in healthcare costs.
Wow.
And that doesn't reflect, that's just healthcare costs. That's not reflecting things like the longer recovery for the mother, the problems with future pregnancies that she might have, the challenges with breastfeeding that she might have, the fact that children born to by cesarean birth have a higher risk of asthma and allergy and obesity. So that's not counting those things
in.
All
those other costs that could come down the road.
Mm-hmm. So if we can serve as a catalyst to help bring the stakeholders and the players in Richmond to really highlight some of these issues and work in our own community to see if we can bring down some of the statistics that aren't so good and to raise some of the statistics that need raising, I think we'll have done a lot of impact for our community.
Yeah, sounds like it. Now, talk a little bit about your target population. Who's going to be able to access services through Nurture?
That's a really great question, and something that from the very beginning of this vision, we talked about wanting to be able to nurture everyone, regardless of their ability to pay and other access issues. We have that's how we decided to approach this as a nonprofit, because we wanted to truly be able to engage everyone in the community.
Okay, so are there going to be fees for the classes and such?
There will be. Mm-hmm. There will be. We're going to be working primarily on a sliding scale, but we'll also be applying for grants and different things, community partnerships, to be able to support our programs so that mm-hmm. we can reach everyone.
So you can be sure that people that may not have the resources to pay for a class are still able to take
exactly.
advantage of that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that was most challenging for me in my own business was I almost always had two or three people who were scholarship students. And particularly when the economy hit the skids, there were a lot of people calling and saying, I really want to be able to do this, but I can't afford it. And I think we have to have, we're working on our business model right now so that it will be accessible to everyone.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that because one can imagine that some of the people that might benefit the most may be facing the most barriers
Absolutely.
To accessing this information.
Absolutely. That's very true.
So can you tell us a little bit, now you're just getting going, and I know it's a lot of work to launch your dream, definitely. So what keeps you all going, Leslie and Tracy? How are you finding the energy, you know, with your practice, with your full-time job, to do this on the side?
Oh, it's one woman at a time, almost. When you see the impact of what these kinds of services, support, and education can do for women, when they come back and tell you how it impacted their birth experience or how it impacted their parenting experience, there is a satisfaction there that no amount of money can make up for.
Right. It's true. And we have a great team. You know, the small group of us that really started with this vision, we're all mothers. We all saw the need and we came together, and we're very diverse in terms of our professional experiences and things that we bring to the table, but we've created quite a great team, and then that team is now expanding as we have committees working on different things, and we've brought in people from different aspects of the community to help us. We've had a lot of support and a lot of interest, but we can always use more. So,
how can people learn more about how they can get involved and help you out?
Well, we have a link on our website that says Help Us Grow, and people can go there, and if they have a particular interest, a few of them are listed. We could use some help with fundraising. That's our next step. We've got a very strong program committee, very strong marketing committee, and our next stage, which is really where we are right now, is going to be starting the fundraising. We are looking for new board members. We're looking to expand our board capacity. So there's a lot of great ways that people can help, and they can just go right to that link and sign on.
And that website again is?
www.nurturerva.org.
Okay. NurtureRVA.org. Yes. You can go there to learn more about how you can get involved.
And there's also a link on there to donate if any of your listeners are very excited about what we're talking about today and want to go ahead and make that big donation. We will gladly accept it.
Well, you make it very easy for people, it sounds like. We're looking forward to seeing all of the offerings that will be coming from Nurture down the road on that website as well. So thanks for sharing that information. You've been listening to Leslie Lytle and Tracy Wingold, and they are leading an effort called Nurture, which I've been calling it a maternity and family resource center. Is that how you would describe it?
That's very accurate.
Okay.
Extremely accurate.
Great. And getting some virtual legs under it right now and hope to soon be launching potentially a new space down the road and all of that. You can find information on NurtureRVA.org. And Leslie, Tracy, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us,
Elaine.
Yeah, it's been really great to learn more about what you're doing. Again, I really appreciate all that you do for the Richmond community. And before signing off, I definitely want to share my thanks for WRIR's dedicated volunteers, like Andrew Haas for engineering the show today, Jesse, who's dedicated on the soundboard here on Tuesdays at Volunteer Power WRIR 97.3 FM. If you want to learn how you can join our team, you can go to WRIR.org and see how you can contribute to keep this local voice on the airwaves. My name is Elaine Summerfield, and you've been listening to Inspire Indeed, a show that focuses on community issues through the lens of nonprofits and change makers who are working to make a difference. I hope you learned something new and are inspired to go out and make a difference with your deeds.